Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Panic.
No need for apology.
No need for apology. I said no need for apology. No need for
vibes, right?
No need for apology.
Stretch that track out so that people can listen to it more.
Trying to get a Grammy, nigga. Yeah, get that nigga a Grammy.
We should put that somewhere people could download it.
Cause we are.
I want our intro to be a song that people vibe. Like when it comes on, it makes people like vibe. Like
all
you,
vibes.
Like you know, have you hear DuckTales right now? You go fucking nuts.
Yeah, dun. Oh shit! Because even when they started, they ass was shaking. Remember? They started off. They was like,
yeah.
Cause that's what money do. Them niggas had money. When you got money, you gonna dance. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. That was the first three Duck rich tail. Kids that we knew. That was the first reality show of watching it. Rich people live a better life than we were ever going to achieve.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie was living.
Yeah, they was.
Them motherfuckers was living.
They never went to school.
Never went to school. School's at home.
They didn't have to go home to their
Launchpad McQuack was they homie.
That's what happens, though. When your parents got money, you hanging out with weirdos.
Hey, Grandpa was swimming in coins.
But there's weird adults who watch you all day long.
Launchpad.
That can't be good, just hanging out with a bigger buff duck flying around in a little plane.
That's the equivalent of real rich kids having like shamans take care of when their parents are out making billion-dollar deals.
Because the dude is of lower stock.
Yeah, he's like a eunuch.
Yeah,
he wouldn't. Hey. Get one of those dickless niggas to take care of you while I'm making real business deals out there. That's what the fuck. Right?
I don't have time.
Sasha Mercy, come on.
Let's introduce our guest, man. She's in here. She's waiting to get in on this. I already see you chopping at the bit to shit on DuckTales.
No, I'm not going to shit on DuckTales. I didn't really grow up watching DuckTales.
Well, we going to cover what you grew up on.
Because I'm Latina. I was watching telenovelas. Like,
telenovelas.
Okay. So the lovely Sasha Mercy is in the building. And I got to introduce her because you just said something that I want to get all the way into. Sasha Mercy, say hello to the people.
Sasha Mercy.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys?
Thank you
for having me.
Yeah, man.
Yo, I just want to... I love this little setup. I'm telling you, this is mad cute. This is mad professional. I went to the bathroom. You guys had Listerine. Make sure no one's stinking up the mic.
No. Mm-hmm.
I see you.
Yeah. Dylan sprays the mics before every shoot. He sprays them.
I love it.
He gets it all sanitized.
Because that is weird. We have women on the show, and I do feel like women would judge you by your studio. You know what I mean? And we're growing up. We're men of a certain age, you know? Like, we clean the bathroom before chicks come over.
And sneakers. Yeah, of course. How's your studio, nigga, if I'm coming in?
Right.
Sasha, you all laid and beat up nice and got the curls.
I got shit to do today.
Absolute
you know what I'm
shit. Okay.
It was like,
does any of it involve watching these telenovelas, okay? Because for you to be watching those as a child, do you understand how fucked up that is?
It is pretty fucked up.
Okay. Whole,
like, you know, you start to feel like your relationships have to be, like, dramatic.
Yeah.
You know? Like, oh, we're not together. He didn't text me back because he got poisoned.
Yeah.
You know, like, no. He didn't text you back because he not fucking with you, man.
Right.
He's not that into
you. I think, though, you know how a lot of people will say, like, a Latina woman is a lot to deal with. But don't you think that is it? Like, from watching telenovelas with grandma at, like, 4 until 9?
Getting you cultured for that shit.
That's a 5 years of drool.
That's
like,
just your brain being massaged with telenovela.
Yeah, no.
Like milk.
It's true. It's like you're up for the challenge. Like, you know, it's always like this thing where it's like, oh, no, he's my man, and I'm going to fight for the death of... Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, especially because telenovelas are professional wrestling for Latinas.
it's luchadors.
Yeah. It's crazy scenario stories.
Okay.
And then they just kind of mix them together, and then they kind of fight it out on screen for a little bit. And then next week, it's just... They mismatch the fights. Like, it's still the same people, but they're all mixed up. And it's, like, really weird where if you're into it, you're like, shut up, don't talk.
Right.
But if you're not into it, you're like, this is stupid.
Yeah, man. Sounds like a good plate of beans and rice to me, nigga. That's what that sounds like. It's a good plate of beans and rice with the plantains. With the plantains and rice.
Is there a bad plate of beans and rice?
I've had bad plates of beans, yeah, and beans and rice.
Really?
Some people don't know how to do their beans and rice right.
I moved to Los Angeles, and one of the things that I do miss is like good Caribbean food.
Yeah, because all the Mexicans is over there. You can get good Mexican food over there.
The Mexican food
Oaxacan cuisine is what they call it.
Mm. The Mexican Oaxacan food, delicious. But yeah, like some good Caribbean food, like there's none around.
Yeah, well, you know, ain't no point to go. It's no if you're Caribbean, there's no reason to go to L.A. You LA came for good weather.
1,000%.
Yeah, you're trying to go somewhere to make some money. So, you know, like you.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about Los Angeles is that there are so many Dominicans there. Like, I remember
really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, not so many, but there's you know, there's some people there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I threw a party. And I packed out the spot. I just called it like, oh, Dominican hookie party. Oh. And like, I packed it out. And there was just so many Dominican people that came with like their white boyfriends, Mexican boyfriends, and black, you know, like.
So
just
they didn't bring any food.
They didn't bring any food, but they brought like so many like, oh, I've been trying to tell my boyfriend about the culture. Like, he doesn't understand. And I remember before I started throwing the party, there was a family that had a birthday party, and they just see like a whole bunch of black people just dancing to the sound like ding 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 ding, and they're like, "What the fuck is this?" And this is Spanish. Like, they were like, "Who? What are you guys?"
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was just you? Yeah. It's just like, and I get that all the time. Like, yeah. if I speak Spanish to someone who's Mexican over there, not all Mexicans, because you know. Some know, some don't know what a Dominican is, and they'd be like, "Señorita."
Oh, wow.
you speaking Spanish?
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They're like, "¿Cómo? How?" I'm like,
how the fuck do they not know? Like, I mean, I get it, because Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, they kind of really reside in the Northeast and down in the Southeast, right. But like, no yeah. one's heard, like, you guys aren't on the internet making
I haven't seen a Puerto Rican
waves,
yet in L.A.
That's the thing that I don't understand. Like, y'all watch baseball? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you not know?
Y'all have cornered the market
people.
In baseball.
No, they think those are black people. Okay. I thought they were black people, too. Especially no, with the gold chains.
Big Poppy?
I'm like, oh, them
no.
niggas.
Come on, Big Poppy be like, "Hello, I'm Big Poppy." Like, he's very
they're
clearly.
They're black looking. They're black looking.
A lot of people watch TV
chains.
With the sound off. A lot of people watch baseball with the sound off, man.
Those baseball black guys are really Dominicans.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. Yeah. And I like how they behave just like
who
us.
The nigga that look like Florida Evans? What's his name? Daniel Ortiz was the motherfucker that looked Florida.
Like Florida Evans.
Please bring up
Daniel
the baseball
player.
Bring
so
up Daniel Ortiz.
Shit.
That what? Nigga looked like Florida
Daniel
Evans.
Daniel or David?
David Ortiz. David Ortiz. Yeah, David Ortiz. Bring him up. He looks like Florida Evans. Got the same.
Let me ask you this, dude. Because you said what you were saying as far as people bringing their white boyfriends and stuff like that. Do Dominicans shame each other for going outside
good
of
question.
The race with dating?
It depends.
Nigga, that's Florida Evans. Now
that's,
bring up Florida
that's Big Poppy.
Now bring up Florida Evans. And
that's
now
Big
put
Poppy.
A mashup, Head and I'm going to show you they look just alike.
It depends.
I'm listening.
It just depends, honestly. Like, because, you know, Dominican Republic has such a complicated history. You know what I'm saying? That there's.
No, you good.
No,
you good.
You're good.
I'm Dave Cohen. You go ahead.
No, so yeah. So like. My family, we encourage,
okay.
like, you know, date whoever you want. Whoever, if you love that person, that's all we care about.
Okay, so you don't.
Yeah, my family, I can only speak for my family.
And you don't shame people, like, as
no,
a woman,
because
you don't
I,
go,
we,
what
I,
are you doing?
You know
no,
what's so funny?
I grew up in the Bronx. Like, we grew up in the Bronx, and we're black, you know what I'm saying? So me and my friends, and like, we're just black. So every time I would see someone that looked like me on TV, it was... Either I'm watching Fresh Prince or Martin.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that already, I just knew that I spoke Spanish and there's a cultural difference, but
and
that's about
also,
it.
So, like, let's be honest, like, Dominican culture, we need to dilute that just a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, those men are very, you want to talk about toxic masculinity.
Dominican?
Ooh, boy.
I know they cut hair wrong on niggas.
Why?
They make me like Menudo every time.
Yeah, the mustache.
Me like,
mustache
like,
goes first,
too
bro.
Thin. I'm like, whoa.
Listen.
What is up with this pencil thin shit?
All I'm going to say is, like, the younger generation of Dominicans, we are unlearning what our parents learned. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were in a dictatorship for so many years. Ah. Like, of course, a man is going to run the house like a dictatorship because there's, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, it's
right,
just,
right.
There's a whole psychology to it. You know what I mean?
So it's like, way, like, the only way to get rid of that, you got to put some white women in there to soften it up.
Florida Evans is Dominican, nigga. Okay, that is come on, bro.
That is pretty funny.
Florida is.
By the way, the reason I was dying laughing is because if you Google search Florida Evans, the first thing. I didn't make this. This is already the
come
first.
Come on, man.
Please show that on. Hold on. Wait, go to Google and do the completed search. Exactly, so when you type in Florida Evans, it auto-completes David
Florida
Ortiz.
Evans the first thing.
Florida Evans the first thing. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Come on, bro.
Wow.
I know my face. I know my gaps.
That is hilarious. And all it took was a hat for me to be like, nah, that ain't Florida Evans. No. I was like easily fooled. You know how like back in the day you could just rob a mustache with like glasses and a fake mustache, you could rob a bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was easily fooled that way.
That's the good question about that mixing. It's good your family is progressive. Because all my white girlfriends' friends are black. And they love the fact that their girlfriend got herself a black dude. But they hate my black ass for dating a white woman. Does that make any sense?
Wait,
say it again? Okay.
So all my girlfriend's friends are black.
Okay.
And they love the fact that they homegirl got herself a black dude.
Her friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
But all them chicks hate me for dating a white woman. You see what I'm saying?
Wow. Her friends hate. Wow. That's
they hate
a weird conflict.
Like, they said that they
that's
hate
a
you?
Weird conflict. Because they'll,
no, it's, no,
they'll
the
tap
conflict.
Her on the shoulder and be like, good job.
Right.
You, on the other hand.
Yeah. So they hype because they white homegirl that they've known for 16 years got herself boyfriend, black guy. They look at me and be like, you motherfucker.
That is.
Dating a white woman. Even in the white woman is their goddamn best friend. It's crazy, bro.
That's wild. Yeah. So that was curious.
I don't know, man. It's COVID. Did a wallop on everything. It really did.
You think COVID did that?
COVID got us in a relationship. Because we were sitting there.
That's funny.
Oh, should we try? I mean, it's just us.
Yo, come on now.
You did it like a...
We've been in the house, so...
Yeah, this nigga started dating like the Walking Dead.
It's just us.
Who dates during the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, we would go out. We would have our own horses. We go out with our own bows and arrows. But we didn't get on each other's nerves. We wound up sharpening each other's arrows one night. It was like, you know, I love you.
Yeah.
I love you too. Why we kill these zombies together?
But like, you know, doesn't it say something that during that time when you have nobody, you actually bonding with the person? Because it could have been worse. There's so many people that broke up and realized they couldn't stand each other.
We didn't get on each other's nerves.
And that's how you know.
And I was one of them.
And everybody gets on my fucking nerves. Ask Dave. Ask fucking Dill. Everybody gets on my goddamn nerves. So it's just like, damn, this chick didn't get on my nerves.
And that's how you find love.
It's been 5 weeks.
I think it's a chemical thing, man. Like, when you're like, because you ever see some people do some shit, like, when they're enthralled in somebody and you realize, like, oh, you really got to be infatuated, motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, you got to be into a motherfucker.
You ever even see somebody do something nasty and you're like, all right, that's nasty, but I understand because I would do that when no one was looking.
I wouldn't do it in front of you.
Like, all right. There's a video that's running around right now from this concert of this girl, like, going in. Dylan, do you see the clip that says girls love guys? Play that. This is the way that this girl is into this performer.
Right.
I want somebody to be into me this way, but I don't know publicly.
No, let's see.
And I don't know if
let's
I could be. You got wait till
let's break this down.
Let's go ahead. Play it whenever you're ready. I'm just giving some banter and some, what do you call it? Fodder. That's like radio.
Fodder to set it up.
I'm just waiting for the ad.
Radio.
Give me 2 seconds.
It's radio talk.
All right, I got it.
Makes it sound professional, but I'm not even sure who this rapper is. I'm getting so goddamn old. Oh,
that's Moneybagg Yo.
Moneybagg Yo,
yeah. Oh, I got time today. I don't know if y'all seen this video, but... Just wait for it. He's singing, and the girls is going crazy, right? Girls have always gone crazy for people in concert, right? I don't know whether the girls really mean it or not, but check this girl out.
She put her head... What?
Oh, my God. I never understand this.
Face in the crotch.
Face in the crotch, man. She's smelling that
right? Like,
she's smelling that nigga performance nuts, too.
Yeah.
That's
like,
crazy.
Sweaty nuts.
Has anybody... Have you got... Even if it's a regular person or a famous person, can you go that hard for another person?
Absolutely not. I'm dead ass. I can't.
All right, if I could flip this, if I could flip this.
Can you go that hard for somebody?
If a nigga came up to you and was like, please, let me, and just kind of, right, would you be like, I'm, wow. Or you'd
yeah, because
like,
you don't out. You don't see that as flattering at all, no, do you? You so, see that as creepy.
Yeah, right?
It's so funny, like, I grew up with six brothers.
Okay. Right?
Six.
So
God damn.
I had to find my femininity through them motherfuckers.
I was about to wow. I thought you were about to tell me. So I got 100 nieces and nephews.
No. And I do. And I definitely do. And it's like the way that our brains are wired are completely different.
Boys and girls.
Yeah, it's just like completely different because a guy would be like, you know, she wanted it, so I shut my whole dick in her mouth. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Woman would be like, I had to lock myself in the, you know, in my
okay.
house. So
Yeah.
Like you, it's different. I don't know.
And you don't see that as devotion at all. You don't look at that energy as like, how can I harness that?
I think that some people are into toxic energy, period. Like, that's just what it is.
That's what they're used to.
That's what they're used to.
That can only end as toxic. There's no positivity in that girl's energy.
Hey, man, she's muff diving a crotch, man. It's money bag, yo.
That girl loves
that. That nigga ain't gonna cut her a check.
What? Recently, they're like, come on. COVID is still around. I don't know where you really get it.
COVID ain't there where that is at. From getting
COVID's
no
not at that concert.
During the pandemic.
Even if it is, they don't give a fuck.
COVID was in the back, like, you know what? I'm gonna let them live.
COVID's like, I don't want to catch all that.
I got time today.
COVID's like, yeah, I got time today. Let me just go ahead and. That's so funny. And let her muff dive a crotch real quick. Let that girl live her life.
Moneybagg Joe fans only get COVID in the parking lot.
Huh?
Moneybagg Joe's fans only get COVID in the parking lot.
Moneybagg Yo.
He's doing the baby thing.
A little bit.
Yeah. Are Moneybagg's fans gay?
I mean, Moneybagg after that video, probably not.
Moneybagg, I don't know. He got the same kind of fans that the baby would
That's
have.
That's the crazy thing.
The niggas
like,
that hold up cash in their face and, you know, and you ever seen the niggas buckle up the cash next to him in the car? That shit makes me laugh. They stack up their money and then buckle it in like it's a passenger.
And I'm like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If rappers behave like that, what could that girl have possibly seen as like, I need to
That's all they do.
No, maybe, you know, it's probably like, I don't know. Some people just get excited off of certain things. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, when you guys do stuff, there's some fans that be like, oh, my God, I'm so happy to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, just people are just happy.
We ain't there yet. And I'm telling you, yo, if y'all listening there, man, hey.
Ain't no girl muff diver shit.
I don't know if I can handle that, man. Because I'm going to come across, I'm going to look gay when I be like, hey, stop. Could you stop? Please take your face out of my crotch mess.
Yo, I mean. Listen, there's some people that are like really infatuated with other people, and it could be because their life is probably boring. I don't know. Maybe people's lives are boring, and they're like, yo, this is the most exciting
thing. I'm starting to think the Moneybagg, y'all don't even have an apartment, because that nigga bring all his jewels with him. He bring all his watches. He bring a nigga that holds his case. He hired a motherfucker to hold his watches.
Yo.
So I'm like, oh, he ain't got no place to put this. Oh, he's just on the road. This nigga's a traveler. This motherfucker's a gypsy of rap.
Talk to this nigga, man. Tell this nigga how to get his life together. Matter of fact, I like this little segment here. Let's get some advice from a fuckboy going on, man.
Get
Derek to go ahead and get money back. Yo, some advice.
I ain't did that in a little while. Let's get back on it. Ladies, come get advice from the fuckboy, Derek Gaines, fuckboy Ground Zero. It's the fuckboy.
All right.
Good to see everybody. It's been a very long time coming. As of right now, I've hung up my fuckboy sheath because I have a woman that I'm trying to be a good nigga to, man. You got to understand how hard it is
to
be a good nigga.
Does the dick go in the fuckboy sheath?
What goes in the fuckboy sheath?
Because the sheath is the thing, right? That's the
sheath. The thing that, you know how Miss America wears the sheath across it, right?
Is it a sash?
My fuckboy sash is hung up because, you know, I'm trying to be a good nigga to my lady. But if I could talk a minute, stop watching these rappers, man. Get your lives together. All of it is a facade. You have to understand, when rappers stack money, it's the same as an Instagram whore. It's the same thing. Like, Instagram girls looking off at their foot and their titties propped up and all this shit. It's the dude, when the dude hold the cash and they doing this shit on the, it's the same fucking thing. It's all a facade.
You're no different.
I was never a facade when I was a fuck boy. My mattress was on the floor for a reason.
Oh my God.
Where's that? This camera? My mattress is on the floor for a reason. Oh, it was a fucking insurance policy, all right?
Yeah.
Because I've been here. If she come over, she just got there. Mm-hmm. This is Fuckboy Ground Zero.
Mm.
See? And any girl that's willing to sleep with a nigga with a mattress on his floor is not ready to be somebody's mother just yet. Mm-hmm. This shit is checks and balances, nigga.
Yeah, do you agree with that, Sasha?
1,000%.
They should implement something where women have to answer a question about where the baby was conceived.
Absolutely.
Before they can carry this baby.
Should I have had this baby when I fucked this nigga on a mattress?
And I'm sure you're probably pro-choice, but think about that. Like, hey, miss, where did you conceive this child? On a mattress in Bushwick?
Yeah. You got it.
No. Unless we moved into that apartment together and we're building.
And then y'all bought a frame together.
And we bought a frame.
And y'all bought a bed frame.
And there was a mattress on the phone, but the frame was coming.
Like, Jesus Christ.
That's what I'd be like, well, we was building a little bit, you know?
She is so pro-choice, she found a way. She was like, wait a minute.
She's gonna have that baby. She's Dominican. They gonna have that kid somehow.
We gonna have this motherfucker baby.
Well,
it's so funny because, like, being Dominican, you know, like, this might be TMI, but it's a fact. Like,
talk, queen.
One of the things that your parents, like your mom, instills in you is like, make sure your pussy clean. Always. Mm. Like, before brushing your teeth, like, tú te lo vas a hacer todo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, very, like, you have to make sure that you're clean.
Yeah.
And then it goes to, like, so many things, and then, like, cooking and cleaning and all that stuff. And I'm a woman who I believe that, you know, I believe in equality and all that shit, and I'm, like, very, like, yo, whatever you want to do, you want to do as a female. I will never tear another female down. But, you know, like, I like cooking and cleaning. And I'm like, am I a motherfucking stereotype? Like, I'm like, yo, and I'm like, is this so embedded in my brain that I feel like I have to do that?
Only if you clean with Fabuloso. Do you clean exclusively with Fabuloso?
I don't clean exclusively with
Fabuloso. Okay,
I clean with whatever's gonna make sure I make sure my shit is ding.
Yeah, when a Dominican. Right,
so you're not like you're not just filling up a pot with Fabuloso and boiling it to get the smell.
No,
in
I make
the house.
Money now. By the other product.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you hire a Latina as a cleaner for your house?
That was a long
time. Because if you want your shit clean, you know who's going to do it. But
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
The Peruvians are good too. The Peruvians be working.
Well, they are Latinos, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I've seen people in LA pay for a cleaning service, and I'm like,
and they cut corners.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
They be cutting corners. You can't. You need a Dominican lady. She'll get in between the fridge and the cabinets.
Yeah.
She'll get in the crevice.
Yo.
They get the crevasses, them Dominicans. Yo. They get the crevasses. Yeah. They clean out the crevasses.
Yeah, they do. Nigga, when I get a new apartment.
White glove test, nigga.
I've moved twice since being in the relationship that I'm in now. This bitch be cleaning the walls, nigga. This wall. I'm like, it's a fresh coat of paint. What are you talking about?
Nah, they be little scratches.
And
little,
here's the thing I appreciate with it, because it's different for me. Like, meaning, like, I grew up around, like, a lot of hood rats, like dirty people.
Dirty.
So like I would come across like some stinky puss and be cussed out for saying something like, "Hey, that's supposed to smell like nigga." That's supposed to be all right. If a bitch eat red meat, the pussy gonna be snotty.
My grandma
supposed to have a smell.
Grandma
like
used
you
say
would get
shit like that.
Yeah,
Nana
you would
used
get
to be like that.
Yeah, like you would get.
I'm gonna tell you, but it's
down mentally on some like shut up. Be a man and deal with this smell. And you're
no!
Like, okay.
But, no!
But if you know your body, because there's sometimes that it smells and you clean yourself and all this stuff, but if you know your body, you go to the bathroom before you okay, let me do a little wash and go.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And it's going to smell like nothing smelled because it's natural.
Correct. And I'm learning that now that there are cleaner women available in my world, but I come from the land of the Black Air Force One.
Yeah.
That's that Black Air Force One energy where the girl will show up with stink pussy and tell you not a man.
Hey.
You don't, Sasha, you don't have no friends that do that? You don't have no friends that'll sit there and be like, he gonna get whatever the fuck I give him. Because this pussy is worth something, all right?
Hey. Well, I don't know, because my friends are never going to be like, yo, so my pussy was stinking, and he took one for the team. They'll never, you know, like, that's not something like that they will talk about stinky pussy.
Hood pussy! Yeah, that's it. That's the hood. You got to understand. Shout out to them girls that got all their Victoria's Secret.
Shout out to Sasha. We got
dingleberries in they snatch.
Sasha's not hood pussy.
I appreciate that.
Well, I'm from the hood. You know what I mean?
But you're not hood pussy. There's a difference.
No.
Hood pussy is like what we call hood pussy is like fast food breakfast. You know what I mean?
Breakfast. Yo, my brothers made sure I was never in the streets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It was like, yo, what you doing over here? Go upstairs. Stop being a hoe. And I'm like, yo, I'm just asking him where he got his Jordans from. What the fuck?
That's cool. Because my grandma, this is what my nana said. Rest in peace, Shirley White. I love you to death. She said, Derek, you know when you get a good woman, she said, you put your finger in there. Pull it out. If it smell a little bit. That's what my grandma, a woman said it. If it smell a little bit. That's the bitch you need.
And that,
jeez.
No, wait. Let me do how she did it.
Like old man Gaines. Yeah,
she pulled one of these.
Can we get a little old man Gaines music?
Because
I don't think Derek realizes old man Gaines is just his grandmother.
It's my grandmother.
Right. I'm like, Shirley, what?
Because I've been getting all this advice from Shirley. Shirley said, hey, when you find yourself one of them women. See? I like that. What's this? Diners, drive-ins, and dives?
This is the old man Gaines music, man.
Fine. She said, when you find one of them women, you stick your finger in. Smell just a little. That's the bitch you need. And then she pulled back like this with the cigarette.
Wow.
This right here made me go, my grandma's a goddamn animal. She said,
see what I'm saying? Your grandma was making you watch telenovelas. Our grandmother was telling us to accept stink puss.
Well, if she worked hard and she been working all day, you want to put your hand in there and it stink a little bit, that's normal. That's like, come on, that's normal.
It's normal, like, but it ain't but sensual.
But if you setting it up, like, all right, if all there's right. no appointments.
Cut the music.
Yeah. If there are no appointments, right?
Okay.
And it's just like random and stuff like that. And she's been working all day, and you put your hand there.
It's a little gamey.
It's a little game. Then okay, but if there's a plan, if y'all planning and y'all know what's gonna happen, go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Take a shower.
Just be like, hey,
shower up.
I'll be right back. You know, I'll be right back. But yeah, it's just one of those things, man. That
black
I feel like
women. Some not gonna say all black women, but angry black women will be like, "What? I'm taking a shower for? You gonna be done in 2 minutes, nigga? I gotta take a shower for 2 minutes."
Dag, you had fucked some toxic women in your day, bruh. I don't know half. I remember, and I don't know why we went down the stank vagina road today on the show.
We were talking about, but she was talking about,
but I ain't gonna lie,
she's clean.
I told you about the one, yeah, because we know Sasha Mercy is clean as whistle. But I told you, remember with the story I told you with the girl out in Harlem, and she pulled her pants down and went like that and thought I ain't see it. Remember when she pulled her pants down?
Jesus Christ.
Some girl was trying to present herself to me. She wanted to give me all the cheek and whatever. She pulled her pants down with not only the craziest bush I ever seen, but I saw her go like this and try to play it off. She went, whoo.
Where the, what?
It came up. I mean, it came up. And grabbed her.
Yeah, I think these are girls that you probably just won't even.
Do.
Who pussy? But I think these are girls that normally, like, because they're amongst us. They're amongst us. Just like the clean girls are amongst us. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're
but
amongst us.
I guess you guys just don't really acknowledge each other, you know?
I don't know. I think it's just part of our culture. Like,
but I'm glad. I'm glad it's part of our culture.
Yo, it's part of like the Dominican culture. It's so funny because it's like we're so
cleanliness.
We're so like, I don't know, like very we're very bold in like how we speak and stuff, but we're also like very religious at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so weird.
Y'all got all the cool candles.
Yo, yeah, you know, I know I'm gonna be good because my grandma lit a candle for me. I'm like, my day's gonna be good. Abuelita fucking lit a candle.
Abuelita!
Yeah, you know, like, it's just the culture is so different in a sense. But my boyfriend, I met him in California.
Okay.
During the quarantine.
See?
He's Nigerian and South African. So it's like, it's so funny because, like, he's never seen, like, he's never met a Dominican in person. Like, he'll just see them, like, on TV or, like, Puerto Ricans and stuff like that. And we're always like, I'm always like cleaning all the stuff and I'm dancing while I'm cleaning. And he's like, do you really enjoy this? So I'm like, yeah. Yo, like.
Dude, my girl, a car can go by blasting any kind of Spanish music. And she just immediately, hey, 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 hey. And I'll be like, oh, who's that? Like, what song is that? She's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, son. Like, it just, like, it's truly Dave Chappelle's joke of, like, oh, Spanish people like music with electric guitar and a little bit of keyboard over it. You know what I mean? Like, because she don't even know what it is, but she will stop and dance. And
it's always born.
Let me tell you something. So my dad, right, you know, we grew up poor in the Bronx, right? Mm-hmm. We had like six people living in a one bedroom, and it's like a shoebox one bedroom. And I would always argue with him because my stepmom would be like, he's sending all his money to Dominican Republic, you know? She'd always be like, he's sending all his money to DR. And I go up to him like, yo, motherfucker, like, we poor here. Why are you sending all your money over there?
Right, right.
And he would just look at me and go, huh. And I would just be like, wow, like nothing. Like he wouldn't argue with me or nothing. So it wasn't until I was 28 that I was able to go back to DR and I got to meet my family. And it was like 40 plus people. Like when I sat in a chair, it was just like everybody pulled up, took their chairs and just looked at me. And they're like, oh, tell me how your dad is doing. And I'm like, what is this fascination? Like just everybody just looking at me. And then one of my cousins was like, yo, he took me to like this reservoir of water. And that was like built, and he was like, this was built off of your dad's money.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to give us clean water. And we're talking about 40 plus people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That he was like going back. And then I realized that my dad didn't even live in a house, bro. Mm-hmm. Like my dad lived in the woods where they cut down trees
and
like
made a
and made a fucking crib. Like my dad was taking showers in the lake and shit. So
I fucks with it. Like, see, I'm glad you.
So you
that
the daughter of the savior.
But yeah, I'm the daughter of the savior.
Your pop.
That's why they was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
She's the daughter of water.
Yeah. And they just like, oh, how is he? I'm like, he's a fucking cab driver. He doesn't do shit. He's
living that boy is but a saint in disguise.
Is God. And yeah. This is what I love about this. Because what you just described, your dad, is what we describe on this show as true. Mm-hmm. Black Air Force One energy.
Yeah.
So now,
that's how you change the narrative.
You from
Bill
the Bronx.
Wells for niggas.
You from here in New York, you know what I mean? So you know the sneaker culture, the Air Force One culture. Talk to me about these Black Air Force Ones. What do you know about these?
I own one.
There you go! Yes!
I was the kid with the fucking Black Air Force Ones. Like, yes! I was so poor, yes! bro. Like, people was like, the teachers would be like, here's $2, you know, get yourself a sandwich Jesus or some Christ. Shit. Yeah, that was me. Yeah. That was me. I'm not afraid to say that shit.
Right, but see what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people always look. You look at these shoes as like a low end. Like this is a bum shoe. This is a
I don't. Those are the shoes that you know, have me go like.
That's right.
Not barefoot going to school.
Zero to 100, nigga,
and that's
real
the
quick.
Shoe that will have you be like, look, man, like, look, I'm buckling down. The fuck, what y'all think? Even you could look your kid in the face and be like, eh, I don't have to answer to you. I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like I'm taking care of a bigger purpose. A lot of people always can't see that shit. Like so what happens is the white Air Force One got labeled like the fly shoe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you a whole bum if you wear these. But the reality is there's a lot of people with the white Air Force Ones on, fresh to death, ain't a dime in their pocket.
Ain't not a dime.
There's a lot of people with white Air Force Ones on.
You better preach, nigga.
They won't scuff them shoes
Come
to
on,
help
boy.
Another motherfucker. You know what I mean? They don't have it in them. You know what I mean? Because I'm too fly. I don't want to get my sneaks dirty. These brand new. I'm going to get my license like, yo, Black Air Force One niggas, they get in. They get the shit done, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's a lot of niggas wearing the white Air Force Ones just stepping over the bum. Understand that? Nigga, in this, at least throw them a dime. That's what we going to do. That's what we going to do. Understand?
You know?
Change the narrative.
I mean, did you pay attention? Do you pay attention to the NBA?
Sometimes.
Okay, well, Giannis. The Bucks just won. Giannis started wearing these, won the championship.
And won the goddamn championship.
And I don't know if you know his story, coming from Africa, couldn't get citizenship in Greece, but was on the streets selling products with his family.
Building
you know
an irrigation system.
And then that kind of loyalty, that man stayed with that team on some, he had the opportunity to be traded somewhere else.
To some super team.
He stayed there with the team until they were a winning fucking team. And that's
he said,
the
I did it the hard way. That's what he said.
That's
I did
that
it
energy.
The hard way.
That's I'm so pro Black Air Force Ones. I like that.
He said I did it the hard way.
People get out of my way on a train when they see me with the shits. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know. I remember like just wearing them and like, you know, I guess because I was just like so skinny and frail with black. They were like, oh, okay, well she's no threat. And I was so skinny, so they were probably like, if she steal from me, I'm breaking her face. Like,
dang!
Like. Like, I was no threat. Like,
that's the thing, though. But you got to know, if a nigga with Black Air Force One stealing from you, it's probably 40 people each. Dang. You think your pop ever stole something for them people or no?
The what?
You think your pop ever stole
on some Robin Hood shit?
I don't think so, but maybe my mom's side of the family has
stole. Oh, there you go.
My dad, yo, I'm just saying, like, my whole, like, I'm an affair child, all right?
Okay, oh, cool. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So, like, hold, okay. Is. So, out of the six brothers, are you the only one with your mom?
Oh, that's a long story. So, okay.
Okay.
So
tell us what you want to tell us.
No, that means her pop went back and double dipped.
Yeah, my dad.
Your
was
mom
like,
got that good. Like, even though it was causing him
one time, oh
havoc, like, on some, I got a whole baby in child support. No. But I got to go back and get that pussy one more time.
My dad's like, I'm giving this bitch a baby.
I'm thinking again. I should probably go back around there. I should probably do another round, another lap.
Well, the thing is, like, I just, you know, I grew up with both sides of my family, you know, because. My mom passed away when I was 3 months old.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was just like, it was one of those things. So I have two brothers from my dad's side, and then I have my two brothers from my mom's side, and then you carry the cousins, and then they're your brothers, because my aunt raised me. It was just like too many people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just an affair baby, and I'm
and
like...
It sounds like a Dominican step by step.
It's like an Aventura.
Yeah.
It was like an Aventura song, like the infidels, like, you know. Like, damn, this is fun.
So your dad is a Spanish Patrick Duffy. That's what the fuck you telling me.
Dominican step by step. It's hilarious. Yo, just 1, cousin 000. Cody, all these motherfuckers.
Just all in there. Mm. Get them all. Make sure you make enough rice for everybody. Yo. Because they all need to eat.
So, okay. So... Your dad was married, or
he was
just
pretty
in
much
a relationship?
Married. He was with somebody for 9 years, raising
like
her,
living like in the living, house with her, with the kids,
had a son with her, everything, and then you know he got another woman pregnant.
Pre-social media,
and then right, my dad had game too. Like my dad,
how far apart were the women? They were still in the same neighborhood in the Bronx, or
I don't even that part. I don't know, but okay. I do know that. This is
do multiple families. Anyway,
that's what Dominican men are known for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
multiple
having two families.
Yeah.
You know, I'm taking care of both of them. You know, like yo, real quick, and then I get back to the story. I get in why are we just talking about? But I get in an Uber, and the guy is like showing me like, oh, this is my wife and my son. Da da da. I'm like, okay, cool. And then he was just like showing me like, oh, this is my side piece in DR. And I'm like, okay, cool. He was like, you know, I still got some more money left over. Kind of looking at me like, motherfucker,
wow.
I'm not trying to be the third. Like, you know,
he was trying to get you in there. I kind of got a couple dollars left over.
Nah, so I gotta, you know, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But
I like that setup. Because that setup is amazing. It's like, hey, listen, I'm not your friend, okay? You're beautiful. I'd like to do something with you. Here's my situation. You let me know where I'm at.
Talk
with the
about
shot.
All the cars on but the table. That's wild.
I like that because Dominican, is he this Latino guy also?
He was just like a Dominican cab driver. Like
Again, toxic masculinity, but it's honest. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not your friend. I'm not going to sit here and turtle my way into the pussy. You know
that
what I mean?
Said, he said, here's the cardboard box. Yeah. Here's the dominoes.
He's no Steve Urkel. This is Stefan. What you doing, yo? What up?
What up?
And it's a very, you know, it's very interesting because I remember there was this lady who, you know, she got a call from some girl in Dominican Republic, and she was like, you know, your husband, he's been with me and da da da.
She got a call from the side.
She got a call from the side, and she's like, and why are you calling me? Sounds like you're the one who's stressed because he's paying the bills, he's showing up when the kids are around. Like I'm good. Like bitch, like you the one who's tight. Because it seems like you're not getting half of the shit that I'm getting.
Because she the side.
Yeah, and she was just like, that sounds like you problem. And hung up. And
that's
I'm like,
a solid way to deal with it.
Yeah, and then she'll beat his ass. You know what I'm saying? Like. Then she was like, yo, what the fuck you doing? Like, why are you cheating on me? But she came in like a solid front, like, and that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
And then that girl never called again. I think that probably pissed her off. Like, damn.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm only getting dick for him, but this bitch got a whole house, two kids.
She got the whole deal.
you know, and holidays, everything.
She got the bundle.
And yeah. She probably let him know. She probably let him know.
She got the combo.
I called your wife.
Sandwich.
And I told her everything.
Combo.
He hit her with the same shit he hit you with.
She got fries.
Right. But yeah.
You know I was with him, right? But I got the fries and the drink over here. You over there.
Yo, bro. It's like, you ain't even. But yeah, I mean, it's very interesting, you know, and I'm like, that's the thing about, like, my culture, that it's like there's so much shit going on, but we always manage to, like, just celebrate anything, bro. Like, you, if you ever go to Washington Heights, it's always a party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's always somebody, like, across the street playing dominoes. And that's really our culture, like, just to deal with whatever we deal with, we party our asses off.
Don't take this the wrong way. Poor people in poverty know how to celebrate.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like you can go to a third world country and see kids like with no shoes on, with a stick and a little wheel, and those motherfuckers are happy. Like,
I'll tell you something right now.
As long as there are two immediate needs that humans need that happiness can come. And that is there enough food in your belly that you're not hungry?
Yeah.
And do you feel safe?
And poor people like having soccer tryouts at the laundromat. So they fucking love that nigga. I'll be doing my laundry. Them motherfuckers be in there.
Oh, because they bring a little kid with the ball.
Games of soccer.
Talking about
in the laundromat.
Talking about laundry. Like, right?
Full games.
I used to hate going to the laundromat to the point where I'm like, I was buying new clothes because I'm like, I can't.
All the time, right?
All the time.
Okay.
Now that I have my apartment in Los Angeles, I have a dishwasher and a fucking laundry in there. Uh-huh. Like, I have a washer and dryer. I'm like, yo, this
you
is
came
life.
Up.
I'm
what,
like,
what,
yo.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I was like, this is
concept,
life.
Yeah.
Like, that whole shit. Like,
yeah. Do you even have a hamper anymore, or do you just take your clothes up and throw them right in the washer?
Right in the washer.
Yeah, right? That's like love to be like, yeah, fuck this hamper. It's just going right in the washing machine. Run it when it's full. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the moment of like, yo, I made it. That
yeah,
was just the
you
moment
came
of
up.
Like, yo,
yeah.
Like, damn,
what
I really left the hood. You,
you
know,
are
like,
the 1% now, Sasha.
Right.
Welcome to the 1%.
Bam, yeah. That's
yeah,
dope.
It's just, it's really one of those things. It's just crazy. But, you know, like, it really shaped who I am. And, like, you know, I'm grateful to, like, experience everything, all the hardships or whatever. It's what doesn't kill you makes you funnier.
For sure.
That's how
for
my
sure.
family is. My family, they always making jokes and like that's
gotta
just how we cope
shit.
With
yeah,
shit.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, what doesn't kill you makes you funnier. Let's go ahead and get into some plugs,
plugs.
Man. Plug music for me. Y'all listening? You got plug music for me? So we can go ahead and get into some plugs. All right. So by the time this episode comes out, we should be in Chicago, the Lincoln Lodge. Myself and Derek Haynes. Tickets are available at DaveTempleComedy.com.
We need those promos.
Appearances here and there throughout Chicago, so look for us. All right. September 1st, the Mikey and Raph tape in Brooklyn Comedy Club. It's a Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. 30 minutes from Derek Haynes, 30 minutes from myself. We will be taping it. Don't know when it's coming out, but you should be in the building. So make sure you get the tickets now. And you should always be in the building every Sunday night for Black Ass Comedy Show at the Brooklyn Comedy Club, 308 Bedford Avenue. Those tickets are available.
The 30 for 30, is that a No Need for Apologies production?
Absolutely.
Hell, no, I'm putting it out
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. It's the Mike and Raph. It's the Mike and Raph mixtape, man. You know what I mean?
So you're telling me that you Bulls are putting a self-produced album out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Bulls.
And it's not the first one. It's not the first one.
Not even the first one. It's just something else.
A collab album?
I just got another 30 minutes of comedy I feel like getting rid of.
But you guys should be in the building for the taping and check us out for the live dates. I know we'll be coming to Texas in December. We'll be
Vulcan Gas Company in December.
So, you know, get on the website.
DC in November.
Podcast merch available at podcastmerch.com. Get your t-shirts, get your hats, get your hoodies, get everything that's NNFA approved. Wear it to the site, show us who you are.
Hey, right, and up? Still on YouTube, I still got that quarantine special while I was at home anyway. Wow. You can check that out. And I got Fuckboy Ground Zero on Apple Music right now. Oh, and somebody sent me a picture. They be playing it on Sirius XM and all that shit.
Absolutely.
I'll be like, why? That's FUCCBOI. Ground Zero.
We almost there.
Sasha.
Let them know. What you got going on, man? Where can the people find you if they're looking for you, love?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Sasha Mercy, M-E-R-C-I. We have a TV show on Fuse called Like Share Dimelo. And, you know, I'm going to be on stage. So I'm going to be putting my dates on my website. So just
Where
what's your website, love?
SashaMercy.com.
That's with an I, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mercy with
your
an I.
Your domain was available because of that I, huh? Yeah.
And you know that it's Sasha Mercy and then French is thank you.
Oh, shit.
Sasha
okay.
Merci. That's really my name.
Oh, Sasha, thank you.
Sasha, thank you.
That's dope.
Aww. Sasha, thank you.
How'd you come up with that name? Go ahead, you cut the music. Girl.
I didn't. My mom did.
Oh, Mercy is
that's
your real name?
That's literally my name. It's my first and middle name.
Middle name. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
Sasha, thank you.
Thank you. You got all Japanese.
Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, but it's funny that it sounds Japanese, but that's like literally how my dad sounds with it. Oh, thank you very much. He's very good looking. Yes.
Hey,
my
daddy. Okay. Yes, yes.
Am I the only one that struggles? You probably don't because you're Latina, but like once they all kind of get old and hunched over, I have difficulty telling the difference between Asians and Latinos.
Hilarious.
Like Latinos get more Asian as they get older. Am I tripping or is that a thing?
Latinos get more Asian as they get older.
I don't know. I maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I'm not around Bushwick, too many Asian people.
In Bushwick, it might be that.
I don't know. Maybe.
It might be the Bushwick thing. I don't know. In the Bronx, I don't know what they do.
David's maybe just saying racist thing after I racist thing.
Oh, well, like, in that sense, maybe, yeah. I guess
I heard
so.
Spanish people turn to butterflies in the Bronx when they get too old. Like, it's just a thing that happens. Like, cocoon. Like, all the Spanish people in the Bronx, because the Bronx is, like, where it all, you know, yo. It all came out. Disco and hip-hop. Mm. Like, when they get over, like, 70, 80, they just...
Yeah.
nothing ever phases them. Like, I remember one time my dad went to go pick up my aunt from the airport.
Okay.
And he was like, and he's asking these questions in Spanish. He's like, oh, how's Dominican Republic? And my aunt is like, you know, they killing, stealing from one another. And my dad is driving, and without missing a bit, he goes, well, at least they doing something. You know what I mean?
Like
at least they doing something.
At least they doing something.
They're not sitting there.
What Richard Pryor say? Be happy with any nigga doing anything.
Yeah. Because we will sit, man. We will sit and kill some time if you let us, man. I had to get the fuck out of Philly for that reason. I couldn't sit on the porch another day.
Yeah, man.
I couldn't sit on the stoop.
I appreciate Philly. I became a local celebrity in 5 years. It shouldn't be that easy to do. So I had to leave on Toure's order and become something better. That was told to me by a Philadelphia native. So yeah. I was all time's favorite in 3 years, bro.
All time's favorite.
This is all comedy club references, all inside baseball. I'm sorry. We started in the comedy game long, long time ago and back in 03.
How long? 03, wow. Okay.
I'm an 18 year dude.
Like 16.
I love that. Five. That's goals.
Yeah, 2005. Yeah.
My daughter
that's
was
gold.
Three, bro.
My daughter was born 2005.
I watched these niggas. They came into the camp, and I brought them in, and then we became that. But I was the OG, man. Feels good to be an OG. Even though you older than me, but to be the OG that kind of saw the crew become.
I'd rather you be the OG. That's me.
That's a beautiful thing, honestly.
What?
Like, just like, you know, building something together. That's how all great things start.
Man.
Like,
yeah, man.
Chris wanted to get me beat up, like, when it started. So it was the whole thing. It was hate into love. So that's why I knew it was real. Because y'all niggas didn't really fuck with me in the beginning.
Wow.
And then y'all go, he's the nigga from Jersey.
I didn't have a problem with you. I thought you didn't fuck with me because my girl fucked up your set.
No, nigga, that was her. So like, it was her, not you, because you played it cool.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. He was like already like somebody on the scene and like I come to my first open mic and I didn't get on. They only put like 20 comics on. But I'm trying to be a good dude. All right, let's sit down and support. So I took not getting on, like, I took it like with a lump. Like, all right, well, fuck it. Let's buy some drinks to sit down and watch the show. So me and my girl, like two jackasses, sit front and center of the show. You know what I mean? Not realizing
I wasn't a good comic.
It's an open mic. And everybody spread out throughout the room. And this is a big comedy club. This is Helium. It's an A-list room. So it's like a 200-seater.
First A-list.
And there's like 13 open micers spread out around this whole room.
Wow.
Me and my girl sitting right up front in the two seats, right? And he comes out all, hey, what's going on? Hey, all right, this is looking good. Got two niggas sitting up front. And my girl was like real at the time. You know what I mean? Like, don't you call us niggers. You know what I mean? Yeah. So she.
It was great.
To what? To. And like, you know, he didn't know how to deal with
I didn't
hecklers.
Know how to deal with it yet. I didn't know how to deal with it. So, I look like Dylan the Greek. I look like young Dylan up there.
So how'd you deal with it?
It was an awkward. The set came to a screeching halt.
Yeah.
And she's demanding, oh, you called us what? What? And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, let him go ahead. Let her. Because I didn't defuse it. I'm like, you stepped on that landmine. Go ahead, do what you going to do. But I'm also like, in my mind, thinking like, damn, I kind of want to get into this scene. And I know she's not going to let this go. You know what I mean? Right. I don't remember how they got away from it. I just remember him, like, awkwardly performing over us.
Yeah.
You know.
I had to, because I didn't have I didn't have the know-how.
I'm so sorry.
I was a young degree. So it was just like, I didn't have the know-how to get out of that. Now I kind of wish I could go back in time now with this to do that again. Because I would have a fucking blast.
I have no idea what that girl is doing right
now. But, nigga, yeah. So
oh my watches God. The show.
But no.
Shout out to Zaraya.
And it wasn't, because you played it cool, I was like, I'll probably see that nigga again. Because you didn't even beef up on me, yo, smoker. You didn't even do that.
I never do.
You was just like, yeah, man.
I never do.
And then I saw you the next week, and I was like, you the one with the gay, man. She was on that shit, man. I was yeah. And then we became.
But again, that's a learned behavior where if I'm with a black woman, even if she's 100% wrong, I got to back her. Like, even like, all right, if this is what we doing, I guess we going to jail. But, you know, go ahead, do your thing. You know, like, I don't want to be no coon. So, you know, I got to, like, defend her. But a lot of times, they be like, oh, shit, here we go.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Black girls now, never defended me.
Let me shout ask
out
you
to my, shout out to my chocolate ex-girlfriend.
You've been out here living life, doing your thing, bumping into people. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized but didn't?
Oh, yeah, my that's God. Good.
Come on, Miss Mercy.
Damn, like, I was literally thinking, like, what is a moment I should have apologized to someone? It's going to take... All right. I guess there was this guy that I was, like...
I had a feeling it was going to be with a guy, too.
It was Jesus this guy Christ. That, like, you know, I was kind of, like, into and, like, hooking up with. And,
why
like...
Why you downplay it so much?
Because it was just, like, a hookup thing.
Because she pretty.
And then...
And he's not doing well anymore.
Because she pretty.
I don't even know what he's doing.
she pretty.
I don't even know what he's doing. But I just remember, like, him, like, we were supposed to go on a date or whatever. And, like, he kind of flaked on me on a Tuesday. I'm like, yo, what happened? And he was like, yo, like, my mom died. And I was like, okay, well, I'll let you handle that. You know, like, I'll let you, you know, I just wasn't into wanting to really be his girlfriend. I was just like, you should be around your friends and family. Like, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was horrible. Oh. It was bad because I thought I liked him, too. This is what I like.
I love New York. I love a New York lady. I love the.
Oh my God.
I love all this shit.
I was like, yo.
Well, my mother died. Well, you have a good day, like, didn't you?
This is where we get in. This is where I get off.
What? Oh, you know how niggas about to leave, they do this?
I don't fuck with niggas with dead moms.
You know how niggas, you know how niggas do that, breathe out before they leave? Time to go.
I was like going in the bushes like this.
Like Homer Simpson.
That's my cue. Time to go.
You should be,
You faded
Mama's
through the
dying
bushes.
In my lane.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Yo, and you know what? Like, I it's not even funny, but my mom passed away. So I know, like, all that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm still dealing with one. You handle that.
I am not doing a twofer. Are you
not
fucking
a twofer?
Nuts?
But
I'm doing a twofer.
But you know what happened? I still hooked up with him afterwards.
And that's nice. You understand?
She used him.
No.
She used
that's
him.
That's what he said.
But he needed that.
But
he needed that.
No. See, there you go. Take this funky pussy. No. No. No.
No.
No. That was not a treat for him.
No. It was awkward because, too, like, it was a bad time that I'm like, I wish I'm going to be honest. I was probably a fuck girl back then. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I don't have the emotional capacity to give it to you, but...
Think.
So I remember one time, like, you know, I was gonna go to his house to hook up with him and shit. And I just remember going to, like, you know, press the thing to get in. And I look back and it's just like a whole bunch of candles with her face on it. And I was like, just let me in. And I, you know, whatever.
Wow.
It was complicated. And I just think that there was too many things happening, but I
gonna be honest, I wasn't emotionally available at the time.
I think so. That is hilarious. Oh my! Hey, look, somebody gotta have a mom in here, and no, I don't have one. No, and now, you don't have one.
And now we both broken. So
that's like the blind leading the blind. Yeah, man, where the fuck we gonna go? We just gonna.
She did a little football. She did a little football huddle. All right, outside run. Look for mom on three. Let's go.
Yo, because I don't even know how to be one. I never had one.
Dead moms on two. On two. One, two. Let's go. What the fuck?
Let's go.
Yo. All right, we can get a tattoo together, but we're going to go our separate ways.
Huh? Yo, yeah.
That is funny, dude. Wow.
Yo.
Brutal. Because I know I remember being in a position like that where a girl was ready to break it off with me, and then things just started going bad, and she was just kind of like, oh, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can't break up with him now, but she wanted to be out, you know?
Yo, really?
I'm glad you did it. You know why?
I'm going to be honest.
It made me better, yeah, when she broke up with me.
I watched the movie kind of about that. Some dude was trying to break up with his chick, but meanwhile, the chick's baby sister went crazy, killed everybody in the house, right? She wasn't at the house, right? So he trying to break up. He go to break up. She go, my whole family's dead. He go, fuck. So he winds up taking her on this trip to Scotland, and it wound up being this cult. And they all wound up dying except the girl that he was trying to break up with.
Midsummer?
Midsummer,
oh,
nigga.
Oh my God.
I was
she killed the whole family?
No, the baby sister did.
The baby sister, okay.
Wait, if you watch it.
Did you stop the movie? Is it paused on a DVD somewhere?
What happened was.
I thought everybody saw that goofy shit.
I was going to watch it, but he just ruined it.
I was watching it with the dude, and his mom died, and we never finished. Fuck.
Trust me, I'm not spoiling shit, but I say watch it during the day because it is a twisted fucking movie.
You know what?
It's twisted.
I think it's one of those films that I'm like, you know, I want to like...
It's twisted.
I kind of like want to read about it because
it
I'm like...
It is out of pocket. Yeah. I go, what the fuck? Like, I didn't know you could pull off horror movies in the daytime. But it's
scary.
Every
scary
day, it's all daytime. And you go, ooh, shit. So it's a wild one. Basically the gist of it. The nigga tried to break it with his girl. Girl family died. He was like, all right, come with me, I guess. And he wound up fucking...
It's going to ruin the day for me. That's what it's going to be like. I'm like, the fucking daylight. I don't even smoke weed because I'm so paranoid.
You don't smoke
weed? Let's talk about that.
No, I don't even smoke
weed. She stayed in the room while we went outside, nigga. She can't even do contact.
No, the thing is, right? Like, I just get so fucking paranoid when I smoke weed. And I'm just like start hyperventilating. I'm like, oh my God. I would have been doing this podcast like call 911.
I used to get like that. I just had to lean into it. I had to like
keep
panicking. Because there was times I would smoke. Like, I remember I ate an edible and I was in the bed and it felt like I was sinking into the bed. And I'm like, oh God, I'm dying. And I can't tell anyone. You know what I mean? Yeah. If I get that feeling of sinking into the bed, I'm like, hell yeah.
Funny.
I
your brain's got to be pure. I feel like you got pure brains. Because I'm
freak
like, y'all think about...
Maybe you might still have to deal with some personal, what do you call those? Like self-esteem issues. There might be still some things that you're sensitive about that, because when you're high, it's an inhibitor. Like, you relax. So all of your walls come down also, even your mental walls. So when the mental walls come down, all of the demons come out too. And that's the thing where you're high, so you're relaxing, all the demons are running around, and you're like if you're not in the States, to be like, look
so
at
when
that
do you
demon.
When are you starting, like, when are you giving therapy sessions? Because I'm about to...
Oh, every night, 9 a.m., Maria Hernandez Park. That's where I do it, out in the park.
Yeah. I'll be out there. Go ahead, Dave. Say some shit.
You deal with all your shit
and
just rock it out, you know what I mean? But by the time you come down off of the high and being outside and being in a workout, you're like, oh, yeah, every thought came and went. You know what I mean? It's basically meditation.
Basically, I started early, and he used to watch me be high on stage, and I looked awful. He was like, nigga, you shouldn't do that. And when he said, nigga, you shouldn't do that, I was like, I got to do it more. Because now I'm like, now I got to be a fucking G at this shit.
Yeah.
So it took me, I've been smoking 9 years now.
Wow.
So I ain't start getting fly till 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm smoking on, I was like, I'm not quitting because this is just supposed to be weed, right?
Right.
I need to have a mental capacity that's stronger than this shit that I can actually get on stage. So I got to use the high, harness it.
Wow.
And get nice. And I just, somehow, that's the way it went. I don't know why. Like, I had my spaz outs, my freak outs and all that. but I never quit smoking. I was like, well, he's just his fucking thoughts.
Right.
And if I eat, and if my stomach is empty, that's when I get goofy.
That's when you get the highest.
Yeah.
So I'm not, so high.
This is some if your stomach shit. Is
empty. He used to tell me that too. He's like, yeah, you got to eat. That way the high isn't that intense, and yes. then you can deal with it and manage it.
Yeah, if your stomach fucking empty and you high as shit, you gonna
come
go everywhere.
Hang like, out, come and hang out with the professionals.
Yeah,
the
whole party. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
like this. You guys are like really walking me through getting high. Plus, I love it.
And as we talking about dealing with like insecurities and lessons, yeah. man, this is actually this package that I just got here. This is from a fan, Lucas, who sent... Lucas ordered my book, and somehow we sent one out that wasn't signed. So this is actually cool to actually open this back up because I got to sign this and send this back to him.
But
this is a book that I wrote, right? This is a book.
Dave write books.
So you want to talk about dealing with your insecurities? This is one of the reasons why I'm only doing 100 copies of this book, which I think we've reached it. So you could go to the website and try to buy it if you want. But I only won 100 because this is the most nerdiest, the most personal shit I've ever done. It gathered most of my insecurities. This is a book, Influencer. It's an amalgam of my life, my daughter's life, and the effect that social media has on people, yeah. particularly kids, teenagers, you know what I mean? So when you look at like these influencers up here and you see like the little hipsters all in their sleeve, man, you know, so I created this world where the people who are influencing us, they're actually employed by a secret society. It's the geekiest, nerdiest shit I've ever done. I was high out of my mind for 3 years while doing this. You know, shout out to, what's the name with the green crack? That kept me motivated, you know what yeah. I mean? But yeah, this book is available at DaveTempleComedy.com / my book, or you can just go there and check it out. But yeah, you can click on it, order it. But yeah, Lucas, thank you for ordering this. I'm going to sign this and get this sent right back out to you. Appreciate the purchase. Anybody else who's already bought the book,
this shit going to be a movie, son, and I'm going to be in it.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's
yeah. Fire. You know, oh yeah, you know what's funny too? Name of the school in here, because this takes place in high school. So this is about a teenage girl who learns to harness the power of influence using social media. Suicide attempt lands her on the radar of a secret society organization that uses celebrities on social media to steer human behavior. So they're kids.
That shit sound good.
But I put the name in the school. You know the name of the school?
What's the name of the school?
Wing Meat High.
Wing Meat High.
Wing Meat
Shout
High.
Shout out to Chris Cotton. Wing
I remember my editor was like, this makes no sense. And I'm
wing
like,
me.
It's
it
not
all the sense.
Coming out. It's not coming out, motherfucker. No,
wing
it's called, here, why is the school called Wing Meat High?
Wing Meat.
Because it is, motherfucker.
Right. Wing Meat.
Oh, man. This was fun, man. We're going to do some, I guess, some ads after this.
Yeah, but. We'll
cut that part out.
Sasha Mercy, merciful Sasha. Thank you.
Merciful Sasha.
Yes,
Sasha, please. Oh, wait. Is it Sasha, please, or Sasha,
Sasha
thank you?
Sasha, thank you.
Sasha, thank you for coming on to the show. Please let them know where they can find your gorgeous ass. Yeah, just let them know.
Wait a minute. You just you just money bag Yoder. You
did I
you saw her get all uncomfortable.
Did I get uncomfortable? I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine.
Gorgeous lady, let them know. And I'm done. I'm done.
You can find me. All right, you can find me on Instagram is Sasha Mercy, SASHAMERCI, like just whatever. You could just Google my name, you'll find me. And just check out the HBO film I did called De Lo Mio. And yeah, that's it.
It's on HBO Max right now? Or?
Yeah, HBO Max.
There you go.
Shit, okay. So it's there right now. You go on HBO Max.
Right now.
How do you spell it? Because our listeners are a little slow.
De Lo Mio. So it's D-E-L-O-M-I-O.
Okay, wait. Hold on. My Spanish is getting pretty good. From my...
One of mine, pretty much.
It's one
like,
of mine?
De lo mio is like, oh, you're one of mine.
Oh, of me, okay.
And that's like that's a very Dominican thing. Okay. It's like, Dominicans, we're a community. Yeah, there you go.
Filmed by Diane Diana Peralta.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Shit.
It's got a very fucking, artsy film.
It got the leaf parentheses on it. That means it's a big deal.
That's D.
That is D?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, shout out to D Nasty.
And that's D Nasty. The other day, we had to jump up on the show. Shit.
Okay, so y'all gotta check that shit out there. Y'all remember the D Nasty episode? You know what I mean? To go see the two of them in a fucking movie on HBO.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
This podcast is leveling up in the world.
It's leveling up, man.
We got stars on this shit.
The authors, Emmy noms, movie actors.
Let's go. Little by little, shit.
Man, that's a lot by lot. All right, guys.
Yeah.
All right, Sasha Mercy, one more time. Tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you. You said it already, didn't
yeah,
you?
You can find me anywhere. Just put Sasha Mercy.
I just saw the wrap-up thing. Dylan, tell the people good night, man.
Good night, guys. Dylan J. Negri. We'll see you next week.
All right. Derek, say good night.
You know who it is. It's the great boy. I see you soon.
The great boy.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dave Temple. Good night.
Did I wink with both eyes? I think I winked with both eyes. But anyway.
It's called a blink, nigga.
It's a blink. I was trying to be cool. Fuck y'all niggas. It was one eye, whatever.